Well, I'm going to turn this call over to the host. As I said, this is Take It to the Lord Tuesday. So whatever you're standing and trusting God on, take it to the Lord and leave it there. And happy spring. I love you. And now I'm turning the call over to our host, Tammy. Sister Tammy, are you there?
Good morning. Sister Willa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Amen.
Amen, amen. Good morning. Good morning to all of the Mattress Call listeners this morning. Thank you so much, Sister Willa, for greeting us and spiritually seating us this morning. My name is Tammy, and I am in South Carolina, and we would like to welcome all of you to the Mattress Call this morning. Hallelujah. We're starting off our day, oh, Father God, giving praises to you. Thank you so much for joining us. I will be your hostess for the call today. And we wish to welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings as we begin our day together. This call is all about the Master, our Creator, our Father. And as a family, we gather together in the morning faithfully to give God reverence and honor as we begin our day. I'm going to ask if anyone has not muted their phone, if they would, because I'm getting some feedback. If you can do *6 to mute your phone, that will allow us to go forward with a unhindered call on today. We thank you so much. The statement, our statement of purpose for the Master's Call, is founded on a scripture in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And hallelujah, we know that the prayers, O Father God, of the righteous are heard by the Lord. This call was founded in October 2010 by Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who received a mandate from the Lord to empower, enrich, and enhance believers as they begin their day. The scripture references I read to you, Psalm 88:13, that lets you know that the Lord hears your prayer. And thank God we begin our day on this call and with prayer, and we end with call each and every day. This call was brought to you live each Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5:30 Pacific time and 8 to 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. And thank God for faithful listeners and ministers like Minister Tiffany, who's in California, that's waking up every morning to be on this call. We thank God for her. And we have listeners all over the U.S., and we ask that you share your name and where you're calling from so that we know how we're reaching out and touching those others of faith and believing and increasing the body of God. So you can listen to the Master's Call live by dialing 712-432-0075, and you would enter PIN number 957677#. Each day you may hear a recording of the current message by calling 712-432-1085, and you will use the same PIN number again. All calls are recorded, thank God, and archived from the beginning of the call. So if you ever miss a call, don't worry. You can go back and hear the word any time that you wish, all the way from the beginning. Each message, each ministry is labeled for you so that you know exactly which one you're looking for. And you can do that by visiting our website, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And again, that is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. We'd love to have your feedback and your praise reports. We have prayer intercessors that will pray for you. And if you will send us those prayer requests to the email, our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. That's, again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And if you feel led to join the TMC family as a prayer intercessor, please also email to that same email address your information, and our prayer general, Minister Rodman, will get back with you. At this time, we want to let you know that the vehicle that brought us all together is Artis International. This is a Christian company, a health and wellness company that was started by the Diaz de Leon family more than 22 years ago. If you are not an Artis distributor, we encourage you to get back to the person who invited you to the call. And if you are a distributor, we encourage you to go to your back office so that you can see the many promotions that are available. Now, without any further delay, again, we wish to welcome you. And at this time, I'm going to ask, as we begin to get prepared for the word, that Minister Candy will come and give us the opening prayer. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, this morning we come boldly to your throne with humble hearts. Lord, we come with thanksgiving and with praise. Lord, we honor you as the only living God. This morning and every morning, we just thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. We praise you. You and only you are worthy of our praise. Lord, we thank you for salvation. Thank you for saving us from sin and shame. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who came and died at Calvary for our sins, for our sickness, and for our prosperity. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the breath of life. You are the bread of life. And you sent your son, Jesus, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. That's what your word says. We thank you for the word. You are the word, and the word is you. So we thank you for the example that you gave us in Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that you provide for us to keep us. We thank you for the vision you gave Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa for this message, morning call, which causes us to rise up early in the morning to hear from you, to seek your face, and to order our day. We pray that the leaders of this call be blessed and are protected by the blood of Jesus. So God, as we open the portals to heaven, we ask you to flood the airways with the power that only you can provide. We bless the earpiece of every listener with a supernatural anointing from the Holy Ghost. Speak through our speaker with a word from your throne. Bless the speaker as she delivers your uncompromised word. Bless her coming in and bless her going out. God, we thank you that this message will help us to establish your divine agenda in our lives and download victory, download success, download prosperity in our day. We instruct our day to line up with your will for our lives, and we take authority over it. We pull down success, health, and blessings from the spirit realm into our day. Father, I pray that you continue blessing the Diaz de Leon family and Artists International. Bless every believer from platinum president to advisor. Fill their hearts with your peace and joy as they stand firm on your word, too. Father, we thank you that the opportunity that this master's call gives us to create a master's peace in our lives. So, Father, with our godly thoughts and anointed words, let us produce success in our lives that only glorifies you. Help us to rid ourselves of vanity and ungodly pride. Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus and every attempt that you make to hinder, to alter, or disguise and deceive the word of God this morning. I assign angels as our divine escorts and supernatural security. Let the angels dismantle and destroy satanic strongholds. Dismantle evil powers working against us. Father, superimpose your will over everything. I loose the spirit of the living God and the ministering angels to usher in your voice, the voice of the Lord. And I call it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Candy.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Candy, for opening us up in prayer and clearing the airways. Oh, Father God, for ushering in the Spirit this morning. At this time, we are going to introduce to you our anointed woman of God, who is our speaker today, Evangelist Gwen Beatty, who is the founder and director of the Winning Circle NPF faith-based organization, specializing in financial literacy, urban agricultural sustainability, and preparedness training workshops. Minister Beatty, Evangelist Beatty, grew up in the south side of Chicago and is very in tune with the picture of what's happening in her community, discerning how the community and the marketplace could come together to make a better environmentally friendly living condition for all. The dream of merging the community and her first company, Winners and Associates, that worked with the armed and forces of CET Ministries and Liberty Temple Full Gospel Church, was a success. Evangelist Beatty has been licensed as a minister in the gospel since 1994, and she served on the Presbytery staff at Liberty Temple Full Gospel Church in Chicago and served on the Presbytery Evangelic Council on WYBA Radio as a volunteer and staff member. Evangelist, I keep wanting to call you Minister Evangelist Grand Beatty, hallelujah. We call forth those things that be not as though they are. Evangelist Beatty received her AA degree from Harold Washington in 1988, worked towards her Bachelor's of Arts degree in Business Administration and Information Science at the University of Illinois, Chicago campus at UIC, and Divinity degree in Theological Studies, Rhema Bible Institute, and coursework at South University in Philadelphia. Evangelist Gwen is widowed and gives honor to God. Her son, Raynard, and Sakari, her granddaughter, and Kamari Beatty, affectionately known as her heart for their love. We bring to you at this time Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me, woman of God?
I can hear you. The floor is yours.
God bless you. Thank you so much for those kind words of introduction this morning. Minister, evangelist, either one is just fine. We just want the favor of grace on our life. Servant, if you hadn't said any of that, just to tap into being a servant of the Lord at this time is good enough, woman of God. But I bless you and I honor you today for just powerfully bringing forth the people to receive the word of God. Of course, we have to always give honor to the women of God, the precious vessel who definitely stood bringing us into our dreams on yesterday to stand tall and honor the main thing God would have us to be over our lives. And we do love and honor Pastor Vanessa, for this is truly God's vessel. For us to acknowledge the great women of God, they stand tall in their own right, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Pastor Vanessa. How could we just not give enough phenomenal praise to the blessings that God has given us? We thank God for the dream that he's birthed in them. And I'm just so honored, as always, to be able to continue in the word and share with you what God has given. As we approach this 28th day of Lent, oh, wow, we are honored that God is heading us towards something great during this resurrection season. For truly, there's been great intercession. I love the way that you brought on this morning, this Take It to the Lord Tuesday. There is no way to do it but to the Lord. And I honor the Lord as I'm going to continue on and just remind us on the 13th when I spoke to you about walking out this word worthy of the vocation. And I think that it is such a great time to acknowledge walking out this word, because we are so fat with the word. I was just thinking about the people of God continuously every morning. We just get so much word, and we're so honored to, but are we walking it out? What we hear, the people that we bless to be our guest every morning, as we're coming up to this resurrection season, I want us to walk worthy of what we've heard, even as we hear each morning that God is worthy to be praised. So just to remind you of the scripture that we laid the foundation on, you're going to need power, even in this 28th day of Lent. It's a powerful number, because the number 28 is actually the age in which a man generally finishes his growth. And we know at Christendom we're always growing in the Lord, but there's such a significance even to this, because Acts 1 and 8 tells us that we shall receive power. And I want to loosen this 28th day of Lent, that the Holy Ghost will come upon you as you begin to be a witness. We can't shake everything that happened at Extravaganza to all you powerful people. I can't continue to challenge you to loose what it is we have to do in artists, to go out and change the world through being witnesses. Because in Jerusalem or Judea or Samaria, whatever your uttermost part of the earth, as Acts 1 and 8 says, you have to speak. Verse 9, and when he has spoken these things, I want to remind you that you have to speak. There is no resurrection power unless you speak life. What do you need resurrected in your life for? You will need the power of God. And when he has spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And that was that resurrection that took forth. And even as we are believing God for the seven things during this Lent season to be taken out of your life, whatever they are, Pastor Vanessa said on yesterday, whether you're not eating, you're releasing and crucifying your flesh from so much solid food, and you're receiving great, gracious nutrition through juicing. That's what I gave up for this Lent season. I'm going to be juicing it on out, whether it's the internet or the Facebook. But whatever it is, be a witness that God's resurrection power is going to be released in you. Because as I reminded you, during this Lent season and coming up to resurrection, there is so much of God's goodness and grace in life that we have to embrace this freedom. Because Isaiah 53, 1 and 5, I talked about that there is an activation in your faith this morning, that as you walk in the marketplace, you will see the personal presence of God, not just through perception, but you will witness. You will be the first account that people will see. So as you honor the Lord, you know, I think about a lot of time, you know, the winning circle. God has given us a circle of influence and has given us a circle of power. But we only have this so that we might be witnesses. Our territory enlarges because that circle of influence and that circle of power, as you witness, is encompassed by so great a cloud of witness because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. So together, we come to release agreement. We release the sound of the Lord for a greater witness in the earth. For you know that I laid a foundation to witness something is to see or to know by personal experience. And I know you all have your own personal experiences. So you have to be a formal witness. You have to bear and testify evidence that you are moving out into the things of God. For Jesus had told Mary not to cling to him, even during this resurrection time. I want things to cling to you that were in the former days. But I want you to receive the engrafted things that God wants to release in you into this day. So that means that new things have to be resurrected in your life. For the Lord to take over on this Tuesday, you have to rely on the witness of the word. For you shall be my witnesses. We bear a phenomenal truth that the grace of God is a mystery to many. But as new creations, we know that even the Julian calendar talked about the number 28 being so significant to the Christian during Lent. For there was a lot of things happening, just, and I have to just bring you back to Chicago. In Chicago today, March the 18th, they're talking about 80-degree weather on this 28th day of Lent. Very, very unusual, because the solar system, the cycle that we are in, we are ushering something in, people of God. So you bear witness that as you see the phenomenal power of God moving throughout Judea, your Jerusalem, your Samaria, bear witness that Christ is doing something. He is finishing the growth of this age, and he's birthing us to be powerful witnesses and gentle in meekness. Receive the goodness. God reigns on the just as well as the unjust, we know. But as we talked about being a witness, we know that there are people here who need faithful witness. Today, I acknowledge you to apply the gospel truth to whatever situation you are in. 1 Corinthians 15:3-5 says, a faithful witness. Today, can we say that you have been faithful to release words you've heard over this powerful call since October of 2010? Will you be faithful to release something that made your baby leap on this call? Will you be a faithful witness as Peter had to be filled with the Holy Spirit to address the Jewish council? Will you be ready today to address whatever counsel you have to give today? You're going to have to stand on Acts 3 and 14. You're going to have to stand on 2 Timothy 2:1-2. It says, I bear witness today to the power of the word, for it is able to teach others. And today we have to be infallible witnesses and believers, that we have to have the same interest that will qualify us to get to the core of matters so that we will be properly prepared to lay out what it is Christ wants us to witness to. As you walk throughout today, your life bears witness. Can people digest what you are living? Or will they say, Christian, I can't hear what you say for watching what you do. Well, if we bear witness to the same life that Jesus lived, then we don't have to worry about being misinterpreted. For Jesus witnessed that he had touched, oh God, Jesus. He had touched, Jesus had witnessed that he had touched God, forgive me, because he was all God. He was all man, but yet all the Holy Spirit. But John indicates that, you know, living this life, we will impact others that will make us qualified to be a witness. For as your eyes see throughout today, bear witness that there is no failure in God. Therefore, there will be no failure in your plans as you have submitted them to God on this 28th day of Lent. Be secured that you have been touched by the feeling of Christ's infirmity. Therefore, you can give comfort. You can advise this morning. For we will be prepared that neither through death nor life, nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God. For we will walk worthy of the vocation that we have been called to. For we will not hold so great a salvation. For you have been privileged this morning to live in two places. Think about it. We come for our spiritual enrichment, and now you can live it in the earth. You can be a conduit to bring heaven on earth. For even, I'm going to close with this scripture, in Titus 3:5, residents in the earth, think about this, bringing down heaven. But just dream. This is Titus 3:5, and it says, but just dream, wax fat and kick, thou art waxing fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God which made him, and lightly esteem the rock of his salvation. So today, I don't want you to take lightly your salvation as was done with this person. For Deuteronomy 32:15, is where that scripture originated. And it talked about we're growing fat in the word, but yet do our words contribute to the earthly peace of the world? Are we neglecting our witnesses, or are we serving God rather than man? It is time for us to assign our life to what it is God would have us to be. That is, release the favor and the grace of a faithful witness. So today, I admonish you to be obedient, for it is truly better than sacrifice. To be the witness and let your light so shine, so that you might know what to do and you will understand the will of God. For he will restore you and he will make you effective in the earth. For you are privileged today to live an abundant life, women and men of God. Be not deceived, for God is not mocked. We serve a great and mighty God. He is dealing with us as witnesses to this world. So today, find your place, as the 28th day says, grow and grow until God has changed this world through your witness. Bring out light in darkness. Back to you, my sister, as we walk in the light of day.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Evangelist Gwen, for that on time and the word this morning. Be a witness worthy of your vocation God has given to you. We thank God for you. God gives us a circle of power, Evangelist Gwen said, so we may be witnesses in the earth. Move into the things of God and be your faithful witness on today. Hallelujah. If you didn't get that pen and paper ready today, we ask you to go back and listen to the call when you have a moment on our internet site. At this time, we are going to bring forth our sister in Christ, Sister LaShawn, who will close us out in prayer and seal this word that we have received on today and bring forth our prayer request. Sister LaShawn, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Amen. Praise God. What a wonderful word we were given this morning. And I just want to thank God so much for downloading such an on-time word to our sister. Father, Lord God, as we come to you, we do know there is no failure in God. We know that you are excellent, and we give you the highest praise. Father God, we thank you so much for everything you have done for us. We thank you for this call being uninterrupted. We thank you for the devil being rebuked and not having his satanic power over this call, but instead having the angels wrapped around and having a clear, on-time word. Father, Lord God, we thank you for stretching us and giving us the power to be obedient in your word and stretching us so we can go out into the marketplace and preach your holy word, Father Lord God. We thank you. We thank you so much for giving us the ability to have people on our prayer request list and our praise reports. We thank you for us being obedient, Lord, to know that when our brothers and sisters are down, we are there to lift them up in your holy name in prayer. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you so much. We thank you so much. Father Lord God, as we know that you are excellent and there's no one higher than you, we come to you with the most humblest prayers. We ask that you please heal the sick, Lord. We ask that you please lift those who are down in spirit, Father, Lord God. We ask that you lift those who are homeless and hungry, Lord God. Help them find a way out of no way. When they think that there's nothing else going on, let them turn to you and give their test and make it a testimony, Father, Lord God. We know that without the rain, there will never be a rainbow, Father, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you, Father, Lord God, for giving us the opportunity to wake up this morning and feel the elements around us. They call it global warming, but Jesus, we know that this is God's warning to get closer to you because the harvest is ripe. Father, Lord God, we thank you. We enjoy this wonderful weather that's going on, Father, Lord God, but help us remember that these are the last days, Father, Lord God, according to your word. We know that we are not able to tell these seasons anymore, but Father, Lord God, that is all right because we know that we will be rejoicing in your holy name, God, in your house, Lord. Father God, we thank you. We ask that you please make the rest of this day a godly day, Lord. Not our way, but your way. Help us, Lord God, to be able to look past the flesh and help others. Even when it feels uncomfortable, Lord, help stretch us so we can help fellow man out, God. Help us spread the good news about your word. Help us spread the good news about artists. Help us realize that artists is not just a business for making money, but a business for healing people, Lord. letting people know that they can be healthy, Father Lord God. Letting people
know
that things that you that have a name, such as cancer and diabetes and HIV and all these other diseases that are man-made, God, we know that they have to bow down to you, Father Lord God, to help remind us when we go out in the marketplace and we preach your word and we talk about artists, but we are God. So people can see that what we have is good news. So as I close this prayer, Father, Lord God, I ask you please forgive us for any sins that we've done yesterday, any sins we did today. And Father, Lord God, you made us, so you know the sins that we are going to do tomorrow. But we ask that you protect us and prevent us from doing those sins, Father, Lord God. We ask you to keep us walking in your word and your faith only. And God, as I say amen, Father, thank you so much for our brothers and sisters on this call. Keep us together in Christ. Keep us together in love. And until we meet again tomorrow, Father Lord God, help us pray your heavenly name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister John, for closing us out in prayer and sealing this word that we've received on today. We covered in the blood of Jesus. We thank you all, the Master's Call listeners, for joining us. We thank Minister Willa for greeting and seating us on today. We thank you, Minister Candy, for opening us up in prayer. We thank you so much, our speaker, Evangelist Gwen Beatty, for giving us an on-time word. And as always, we thank our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa, for allowing us to be the ministers in the marketplace. We want to remind you that we love you. God loves you best. Go out and be market ministers in the marketplace on today, and we will hear you on the call tomorrow. Goodbye for now.